O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 7. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Sweet Hour of Prayer by William Batchelder Bradbury and William W. Walford, arranged here by Casting Crowns. In this arrangement, the original text and tune from the 19th century is updated with a contemporary acoustic band. The female vocals blend and provide additional emphasis on the latter half of each verse.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I the consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour.
First Timothy 2, verses 1 through 7. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, And there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth.
Is your praying limited in its scope, primarily focused on your family, friends, and yourself? That's a great place to start, but this passage expands the range of our intercessions. Paul says that we are to pray for all people, for those in authority in high places. Amid all the debates and rants in our culture, God calls us to pray for our leaders, even the ones with whom we disagree, perhaps especially them. We pray for civil authorities so that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives. We must be respectful and respectable. The state's job is to keep the peace and to preserve law and order, which then allows the church to worship God freely. Conversely, the church prays for the state to promote good and to curb evil for the good of all, the commonwealth. Paul then moves from praying for our leaders to praying for all sorts of people, not just for their well-being, but for their salvation. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We pray for the salvation of everyone without discrimination based on race, gender, socioeconomic status, or political affiliation, because that's our Father's heart. Paul says, because there is one God. And there is one mediator between God and humanity, the man Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus can represent both parties, that is, God and man, because he is both parties. God sent his Son to close the gap, to restore friendship and mend the bond severed by our rebellion and inattention to the things of God. And so Paul presents Christ's great intercession with the word all that he keeps repeating. We pray for all, because there is an invitation for all and a ransom for all. That is, Jesus paid the price that only man could owe and only God could pay. He is indeed the Savior of the world, accessible to everyone, saving anyone who comes to him in faith. Again, verse 4, God desires all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And so pray for all kinds of people, leaders you don't know and folks you do know. Ask God to bless our country, state, and cities. Ask God also to save the lost through the one mediator that he has lovingly given.
Close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O Lord, you have taught us that without love all our deeds are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of charity, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.